Hey, it's Bethany here. Have you reached all the levels of success that you thought you always wanted and are now asking yourself, is this all there is? Maybe you've checked all the boxes of society's prescribed life. You have the house. Maybe you have the job and the family or the husband, the dog, the 2.5 kids, the white picket fence, the yearly family vacations to the beach. Whatever that prescribed life was interpreted for you, maybe you've checked those boxes and you're asking yourself, is this really all there is? Is this what life is all about? And is it okay for me not to be fulfilled having checked the boxes? And I'm here to tell you, yes, it's okay, because sometimes we get so caught up in living the life that we were taught to live that we don't think about living a life that we want, the big life that's inside of us. If this is resonating with you, check out Big Life You. It's a 9-week group growth and coaching program just for women, and it happens in a private Facebook group and inside of a portal where you have access to weekly teachings, to office hours where we do group coaching, and so much more. Go to BLU2020.com for more information. I'll see you on the inside. You are worthy of a big life. It's inside of you. It's time to step into it. Hey, it's Bethany here. If you have been hanging out here for any time at all, you have heard me talk about the Shift Intensive mini course. It's happening again. October 4th is when it all starts. It's $47. It's 7 days to massive change in your life. I want to read you a testimonial I just received from Jenna. She went through Shift in June of this year, and this is what she learned. I learned through Shift that I am a deserving, strong, talented, courageous, brave, especially brave woman. I'm a survivor. And in my ongoing transformation, I have shifted my backpack of pain, insecurities, and poor beliefs about myself and my life to something much lighter that no longer directs my life. Instead of trying to defend the negative, I have become receptive to the positive. I am looking for possibilities every day. The backpack of pain has slowly slid off my back, becoming more like a ball and chain that I drag with me. And once in a while, it hits me on the heels and I trip on it. It doesn't dictate where I go. I dictate where I go. Shift has reinforced for me that my backpack is going to be with me unless I cut it loose. And ladies, I am cutting it loose. Nobody gets in your way but you, and it's time to believe in me. So I am doing it. I believe in me. And I'm telling myself a completely new story. My backpack has been cut free. The old ball and chain is gone, and it feels damn good. How is that? Oh my goodness, I have goosebumps reading it. Listen, if you have any area of your life that you want to change, you've got to make the shift happen. You can check out other testimonials and all the details about Shift at the website www.shiftwithb.com. That's the letter B. www.shiftwithb.com. Get after it. $47. It starts October 4th. I'll see you there. Hey, it's Bethany here. Welcome to another episode of Dialed In. I'm going to share with you a story about the time I walked away from a really good job opportunity after I was called a little twit. So my background is in senior living. And in 2006, I was working in the emergency room and I hated it. Like, I liked the people that I worked with and I liked helping people, but there was so much about it that I hated. And I used to cry before I went to work. And the thing is, I didn't realize that you could love your job. I didn't know that it wasn't normal to not cry before you went to work. In fact, I just thought that people, you worked to get money and it wasn't for enjoyment, and it wasn't about anything about fulfilling a purpose or contributing really. It was just find something that's solid and reliable so you can support your family. And over the years, I've completely changed my view on that. But anyway, I was working in the ER crying before I went to work every night. And a friend of mine messaged me and said, "Hey, I saw this ad in the paper." Yes, I know that dates me. But it was a local newspaper that came out once a week, and they were looking for a manager position, an executive director for a new senior living community that was opening in the town. And she's like, "I don't know if this is even something that you're interested in or if you're job seeking, but it sounds like you." And as I read the ad, I thought, wow, that sounds like who I'd like to be, but I don't really think that that's who I am. And anyway, for whatever reason, I decided to go for it. And after several months of interviews, I was hired, and I couldn't believe it. I remember for the first time ever driving to work, and some days I would be teary because I was so excited to be there. I couldn't believe that someone would trust me to open up a brand new senior living community, hire my management team, hire the staff, get residents to move in, take care of all of it, and do it well. And I was determined to do it well. In fact, at the cost of pretty much everything in my life, I did it really, really well. Excuse me. I'm going to take a drink. Hey, we're just keeping it real here. All right. So that's a whole other story, but I didn't know who I was, and I spent a lot of time performing to get my worth. I looked outside of myself to feel good about myself. And to me, that meant that I was the best. I'm highly competitive, especially when I don't feel good enough inside. I compete. And so I was looking to be the very best in the company. And within 2 years, I had won the Iowa Assisted Living Association, like Executive Director of the Year award. And from the outside, it looked like I was crushing it. But from the inside, what was really happening is I would work until like 7. I'd come home. My kids were tiny, and I would see them briefly. They would go to bed, and then I would go back to work, and I'd work until like 1 a.m. And then I'd go home, sleep a few hours, be back in the office like at 5 or 6 a.m. and then work all day. I was there before anybody was there. I was there before any of my office staff was there. And I was there after they left. And I worked my tail off, but I ran a really good building, but I didn't have to do it that way. I could have delegated more. I could have been a better leader, but I just didn't know what I didn't know. And I definitely didn't know who I was. I didn't have a good sense of self-worth. I didn't know my values. I didn't understand what seeking worth outside yourself looked like. I didn't realize that I was an excessive people pleaser. All of those things that I learned when I started working with a coach. And so fast forward, I get to a place in my career where I was tired of just running that one building. Now, the company I worked for had given me all kinds of opportunities. I was able to help with other communities. I was kind of overseeing 2 other buildings and running mine. So I was overseeing 2 other buildings as like a regional director, but I wasn't in a full-time role. They just didn't have that capability at that time. But I would fill in for managers when they'd had turnover, or nurses or marketers, because, well, I'm a nurse as well. So anyway, I was doing all that, but it still didn't feel like enough. And I wanted a promotion, but anytime it seemed to get close to happening, something would happen and it wouldn't come to pass. And so a new management company took over our property, and they offered the executives to work with a life coach. And I had no idea what a life coach was at that time. In fact, I was very skeptical and so insecure that I thought that this life coach might take any knowledge that I had and like use it against me somehow with the owners. It was crazy, but that's where I was at the time. So after really, really resisting the need to change, I got to a point where the pain of staying where I was and feeling so stuck and watching my relationships crumble and being unhappy in my life and not taking care of myself and striving so hard. It just got to the point where that was so much more painful than thinking about doing the work to make some changes. And so I called the life coach and we started working together. And at first I was really, really skeptical. And he would just be like, just work with me here. Just trust me and try it. And he would just say that at every turn. And one of the first things we did together was narrow down my values and really figure out who I was as an individual, what some of my strengths were, what made my soul light up. And that gave me a good foundation to be able to move forward. And once we tackled that, then we started working on different changes I needed to make to really be the person that I wanted to be. I decided who I wanted to show up and be. And then we worked on becoming that, right? And actually, that's exactly what I do inside of Shift. Like, we talk about 7 different shifts that you need to make in order to really have significant change in your life. And I have seen amazing things happen inside of that 7 days. It's incredible what happens when people just get committed to making a change, whether it be in your health or your fitness or in a primary love relationship or just wanting to be a happier person. So anyway, fast forward a little bit longer, and that management company that had the life coach, I'd moved up the ladder. I got the promotion after I started working with the coach. And actually, it was within like 6 months of working with the coach, I got the promotion. And within 9 months, I was like had over half the company that was like that I was overseeing. So, and if you just heard a siren go by again, hey, it's real life here. So I had 15 properties that I was overseeing as a regional director. And 6 of those were new that had just come on to us. And it was a lot. It was a lot for me to handle. And a lot of the properties, the new ones, were really dysfunctional and they needed a whole culture shift. And I was doing the best I could, but I had a limited time and I'm only one person, right? So I loved it though. I loved so much of it. But then the people that owned 9 of the properties came to me and said, hey, we're thinking about making a change and we are going to go with a different management company for 9 of the properties. And we'd like you to go along with them for, to be a regional director with them. And I knew the owners, they were the people that, owned the property that I first started working at in 2007. And so we had a great rapport and I was super excited. It meant that I would be traveling a little bit less and I would have less of a load. And I also knew, you know, how these properties ran because, well, I had to run one myself. So it seemed like a win-win. So this is all like behind the scenes and I feel really conflicted because I really like the management company that I'm with, but I can't tell them anything. And I'm such a people pleaser at this point that I don't understand that it's just business. And it's just a struggle for me. It caused me a lot of stress, this whole situation did. So finally, a few weeks out from the takeover happening, from the transition happening, it was all announced and it was all out in the open. And the new management company was coming by to do a tour with the properties that they would be taking over. So again, there were 9 properties. And they invited me to come along and they would just introduce me and, you know, I'd be helping whatever, blah, blah, blah. And they thought, you know, I'm sure they thought it'd make it easier because everyone knew me. And as we made the rounds, I just felt in my core, it just wasn't a good match for me. I didn't agree with their approach. I thought that there were times that they weren't as respectful as they could have been, that they were a little condescending even. I didn't like the, it didn't jive with who I was and what my values were. And looking back at that now, what a blessing that was. And it's not that they're bad people. They're just different people than I am. And I will tell you this right now. Anytime you commit to be part of something that doesn't align with who you are and your values, you are going to feel terrible. And it's not going to work. You're going to be unhappy. You'll be unfulfilled, whether it's a relationship, a friendship, a job, anything. It's not going to go well. So I decided to back out of that opportunity. And when I did, it was a husband and wife team that were taking over the properties, but they called me and she was screaming at me at one point into the phone. And she said, "Who do you think you are, you little twit?" And because I knew who I was, I remained really calm and I remained kind and controlled despite being called that name. Now, that would have happened 3 or 4 years prior to that. I would have been a hot mess because I relied on other people to determine my worth. I gave away my power. And if everybody around me wasn't happy and okay, then I wasn't happy and okay. And I would just worry and obsess about simple things, from how to say the right words on a phone call and how to approach people the right way, to wording my emails just to get them just right, to be sure I made the right impression, because I was literally was handing my power over to other people at every turn. And I'm here to tell you that if you believe that your happiness and your worth comes from your achievements, or it comes from people acknowledging you or praising you, then you're seeking worth outside yourself and you're never going to be truly fulfilled. So that really was a gift. Her calling me a twit, actually, as I processed through that with my coach, I had this huge awareness of how far I had come, because I didn't believe that, because I know who I am better than she did. And I know that she was just upset about what was happening and how it had played out. And it's okay. I mean, she can feel that way and she has a right to that, but her feelings and her behavior, it wasn't about me. Other people's behavior is never about you. How they feel is not about you. The truth is, when we take extreme responsibility for ourselves, we realize that how we feel is all up to us. Nobody can make you feel anything. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, that is an amazingly powerful place to come from. Amazing. So I walked away from that opportunity, but I walked away with my head high, because for the first time in my life, I really knew who I was, what my values were, what I stood for, and I didn't waver. So I'm telling you this because if you're looking outside yourself for approval, or you're seeking worth outside yourself, it's probably because you don't have a strong sense of who you are. And that's something that I can help with. So it's something that we tackle inside of Shift. But also, if you're listening to this in real time, so I'm recording this the week of September 21st, 2020. So it'll go live the 22nd. And on the 23rd of September, I'm hosting a free masterclass. And we're talking about values and we're narrowing down your power, really, the value of you. And so it's happening inside of a Zoom group, and I'll post the link in the comments, but you can go to register for the Wednesday class. You can go to www.biglife-resources.com and then /values923. So that's for the date, 923. And then I also am hosting a Saturday morning Zoom at 8 a.m. Same topic, same thing. But if you want that, then it's biglife-resources.com values926 because it's on the 26th. 926. I'll put this in the show notes as well. I actually wasn't planning on talking about that during this, but and beyond that, then we have Shift that opens October 4th. And this is where we really dive in to those things that are holding you back and the shifts that you've got to make to move forward. I know for me, working with a coach, which again, I've shared my story. I was really reluctant to work with a coach, but it changed everything for me. And as soon as I realized my power and I realized the blind spots that I had, I remember calling him and saying, Jeff, why doesn't everybody know this stuff? How do people not know this about a fixed mindset and a growth mindset, about what it takes to be disciplined, about knowing what your values are, about having a vision statement for your life, about how your self-talk dictates your feelings, how your thoughts drive your behavior and gets you the results in your life. Like, my mind was blown when I learned all about this. And here's the coolest thing. So every time that Jeff would give me an activity and we would work through something, I would take it, write down notes, and then I'd call my girlfriends or I'd see them in person and be like, okay, we have to try this. You won't believe what I learned. Let me ask you these questions, or let's go through this process, or let me do this, you know, let me do this with you and let's try this. And I would just be honing my coaching skills on them, not even realizing I was doing it. I was just so excited to share what I had learned. I wanted everybody to step into their power. And I started using it at work with my staff and my team. And it was amazing. And so when I stepped away from the 9 property opportunity with the husband and wife team that I was telling you about a few minutes ago, the coolest thing happened. Jeff, my coach, asked me to be trained as a coach. He said, he called me, and at this point we had been working together for a few years, and he was like, Bethany, you've got this. You've been doing it all along. Let me finish your certification. Let me finish all the gaps that you're missing and give you some more of the tools so you can go out and be a world changer. And I'll never forget that phone call. It was like, I had no idea what I was going to do. No idea. And he called me, and it was the right thing. Like, ever have something happen in your life and you're just like, yes, this is the right thing. This is my next step. Listen to those nudges. Okay. Listen to that. If you feel in extreme alignment with something, that's your soul telling you, yes, go for it. And your mind is going to be like, no, who do you think you are? You're crazy. Why would you do that? And your mind is always going to try to keep you safe, but recognizing that you're safe even when you're taking risk, because the saddest thing that can happen is for you to get to the end of your life and have all kinds of buts, have all kinds of regrets, and to not have lived full out. I promise you, I sat on the deathbed with so many people, and if you've followed me for any time at all, you've heard me say this. But there were so many people that died with their butts. I had a good life, but I really wish I had a better relationship with my son and I didn't hold a grudge. But I always wanted to see the Grand Canyon. But I always wanted to be a nurse, get the degree, go to college, live on a farm, raise dogs, volunteer at the local humane society, adopt children, have foster kids, whatever. There were so many buts. And through the years for me, it got heavy and I became depressed, like not clinically depressed, but I became sad about all of these dreams that were dying with people. And I wanted to do something about it, but I wasn't sure how. And I remember even talking to Jeff about it. And then I met this lady named Maxine, and she was a resident at the community where I was, and she didn't have any buts. She lived life full out. And it was the first time it just gave me such hope that it was possible to live your dreams. It was possible to live a big life in a big way where at the end of your life that you left fulfilled and full, not full of buts and regrets. And so that is truly, truly my hope for you. That is why I do this podcast every week, is to inspire, encourage, and equip you to really get dialed into who you are and then make the shifts that you need to make to live your big life, because you're worth it. You're worth it. You have so much to give and so much to share. This life was not meant for you to walk through living discouraged and miserable. I promise you, there is more out there for you. You've just got to start believing. What's your next step? Maybe it's the masterclass with me. Maybe it's joining the shift course. Maybe it's reading that book on your shelf that you've been meaning to. Maybe it's finding a coach, but whatever that is, I encourage you, get after it. You are worth it. You are worth it. And I would love to hear how it goes. I'd love to hear. You can message me at any time. I'd love to know how you're doing, how you're progressing, and what I can do to support you. So lean into your soul. When you hear those whispers, those intuitive hits that tell you what the next step is, lean into that. You are so powerful. It's time to step into it. It really is. All right. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, for hearing the beeps and the buzzes in the background, for hearing the ambulance go by. Hey, this is real life here. Keeping it real here at Dialed In. Until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in.